This expansion continuing Moshe's final words to Klal Yisrael. So Moshe continues to recount, go through all the stories and the travails that went through Klal Yisrael went through in the course of the years of Midbar up until that point. And when he gets to the point of Matan Torah, Moshe adds a few details. And one of the pertinent pieces he adds here is that at the time of Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael, the Zakedim came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they told him there's such an awesome sight in Har Sinai, seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu, eye to eye, something tremendous, something awesome. Krav Atos Shmas Kol Shayyamir Hashem. You go ahead, you know what, we'll stand back, you go ahead, you speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you relay all the information to us. And Rashi points out to the Rechazal that Moshe Rabbeinu at that point had a bit of a Chli Sadas. He says, look, Klal Yisrael, I thought they wanted to hear the Torah from Hashem. And here they come along and say, you know what, we'll stand back, you do the job, you know, let us know afterwards. And Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be quite distressed by this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, turns to Moshe and says, no, it's quite a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, it's a tremendous thing. And halavai that this would be a permanent state where Klal Yisrael is always wanting to see me like this. Which is very puzzling. You know, here on the one hand, it looks like they're actually withdrawing from the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising them and saying it's a wonderful thing. Now the Ramban points out, the Pshat in this Pasuk, he points out later on in the Parish of Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu says that I'm going to go HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nesave, Navi Akim Bekirbuch, I'm going to appoint for you a Navi, Kechol Asher Sha'alta Bechariv. Just like you asked, you went ahead and you asked for, you requested the concept of the institution of a Navi at the point of Chariv, at the point of Har Sinai, you're going to get it, I'm going to give it to you, I'm going to grant your wish, you will have a Navi L'Darvish. Where was that? So Ramban learns that actually that was the exchange going on at this point. Klal Yisrael was telling you at this point they're asking Moshe Rabbeinu, we see Hashem, Adai, but now we want something else. We want something called a Navi. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them Ramban is very clear, was not of a kosher for that moment. We think, you know, during the Seder Sibrei they passed out, they couldn't handle it. For that moment they had to back up. Ramban says it wasn't a one-time request, it was a permanent request to Dairish. They wanted to have the Institute of Navi, the Dairish. And Hashem says, you got it from the Mikan al Abba, you're going to have something called a Navi. It's very strange. Why in the middle of Matan Torah would they ask for a Navi? We think of a Navi, someone tells you, you know, you go to war, you're going to win, you're going to lose, other types of, you know, things that are beyond us. And these type of things, why, you know, smack in the middle of Matan Torah to go ahead and ask for a Navi seems a little strange. And the Chal, what happened with Dairis? What's going on over here? So just to point out something which comes up again and again during the Rechazal, certainly this time of year, we go to the Aftarish time of year, but the term Navi doesn't really mean someone who can foretell the future, someone who can foretell hidden, tell us of hidden things that are going on. If you look at the Torah, just to highlight two instances, one place is where Moshe Rabbeinu says he can't speak to Paroi, so Hashem says, Aaron achicha yia nevi'echa, Aaron will go and serve as your Navi. Now, he was serving, as Rashi points out, as a maturgimon, as a translator. A translator is not a Navi, he's not saying anything new, he's just passing on the information. And yet, as Rashi points out on that spot, anyone who relays information and takes it from a point where it can't be understood and converts it as a maturgimon to a different language, to a more clear form, that's called a Navi. A second place we see this is by Avraham Avinu, which says when he came by Avimelech, who takes Sarah, his Hashav Eishes Eish Ki Navi Hu, and the Chazal teaches, what does it mean, return the wife of Avraham Avinu because he's a Navi? What does that do with anything? Return her either way, he's someone else's wife. And there the Chazal teaches us, Navi Hu V'Karlini V'Oilom, them, someone who comes to a city, he already taught the world, when you come to a city, the first thing you ask about is about whether they're taken care of, they have food, they have supplies. You don't go ahead and ask a person, they come into the city, is this your wife? A Navi is somebody who can tell you, who can bridge the void, he can take the Ruchias and explain to you, when you go through the world, you don't see things so clearly. A Navi is someone who's closer to Hashem, and he has insight because he's close to Hashem, and he can bridge the divide between the world of Ruchias and the world of Gashmius and instruct you how to proceed properly. And throughout the Zayrus, they're always going to come to us and give us Divrei Musar to explain where we went wrong. Divrei Nechama, as we go through these Farshiyos, to see that we're not totally lost. They're going to guide us throughout the Zayrus. Klai Yisrael, when he stood by Har Sinai, I knew fully well that that moment couldn't last forever. That clarity of the moment was something that was a one-time occasion. Obviously, if it lasts forever, it'll never be Bechira. Hashem says, I'm going to show you the lesson once, you take it from Mikan al-Haba, and you'll have to go through each lesson and decide for yourself what's right and what's wrong. And Moshe, and Klai Yisrael turns to Moshe and says, freeze the moment. We want to carry this on. We don't want to lose it, but at the same time, we know we're going to lose it. So they ask Moshe, give us somebody in every generation who can go ahead and teach us how we can carry the lesson further and know the breeders how to go. So to end off here, the words of Malachi, the end of the last Tavua, he said, the Zichrut Harish Moshe Avdi, the last Pasuk in Navi, the Malbim says, Malachi ended off by saying that even at times you don't have a Navi, Hashem still gave you this gift. He said, go ahead, Zichrut Harish Moshe Avdi, Mikan Labot, you learn Tari, and Ma'ayin properly into Sugya, that will also give you that inner ability to go ahead and look at life the proper way and to take the Ruchias and properly guide your course through the Gashmias.